Aaron Murphy is head basketball coach for South Nottoway. It's a big game that's coming up in the 275. That'll be tomorrow night if weather holds as South Nottoway goes to Jefferson. And both teams are going to be entering that game, it looks like, with undefeated records. South Nottoway is now at 8-0. When we visited last year, we're going to play DeKalb in the championship game of the PVI tournament at Bearcat Arena. I won that game and won 58-35 against a team that you said is athletic as, well, any team you played, maybe even more so.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a lot of athletes out there. They have a pretty fairly deep bench, and they have some offensive firepower in there in their guards. They really we zoned them up and really had to stretch our defense out and get out there and defend those 3-point shooters they had. But you know, we were able to slow them down a little bit offensively in the half court and make it more of a transition game. And our pressure got to them a little bit, led to transition points for us. And you know, offensively in the half court against their man-to-man, which they're really aggressive with, we were able to attack the gaps and win some one-on-one matchups and at least get a layup here and there or go to the free throw line. And that was really the catalyst in that game was us getting to the line. We shot fairly well for us. You know, we made 19 out of 26 free throws, and that was a big chunk of points for us. But I was really happy the way the girls responded to that and handled their athleticism, and we were able to rebound and transition and you know, hold them off for the most part offensively, only allowing five field goals, 2-point field goals in the game. But they did hit 8 3-pointers on us. So, you know, they're a dangerous team, but we were able to handle that one. And you know, it was a great place, great experience for our girls to play on Bearcat Arena.
And Worth County then the following Monday, first of a back-to-back, beat Worth County too. You'd played the PVI Tournament Championship, but that was a Friday. So I had a couple days, I guess, to rest before going into Worth County or taking on Worth County. Beat Worth County to 57-32 against a team that's young at this point, and they may have experienced a couple growing pains here in December, but it's pretty clear that they're going to be a load eventually.
Yeah, absolutely, and they're fun to watch. You know, and they're like you hit it right on the dot there. They are an up and coming team, and you're gonna hear a lot of good things about them coming in the future. But you know, I thought they had a pretty good tournament, the Albany tournament, and we didn't take them lightly at all coming into our place. We really scouted them and really prepared for them, you know, like we do with any other team. But again, you know, our defense was able to force a lot of turnovers that led to transition offense for us. And we really executed against their zone really, really well, I thought, and kind of turned a little bit of a corner there. But I was really happy about our shot selection and how our defense operated and how we converted it in transition. I was really proud of that game and thought our girls did a good job. But Worth County, again, they're young. They have some growing pains going on. They're going to be a team to look out for in the future.
Okay, more league games then after that. Next night was Osborne, beat Osborne 2, won a game pretty decisively. I think they have competed or will be competing against some teams this year. Might be asking a little much against some of the elite teams, though.
Yeah, they'll come out and they'll compete. They'll play hard. They're just kind of, little bit of youth there, but there is some leadership there that gets them playing hard. But we were able to jump on them early we're fortunate enough to get a lot of girls in there, get some of our younger girls in there, some experience. But half-court offense, again, you know, we eased the pressure up there pretty early in that game and worked on some things that we had goals coming in for that game and that, regarding our half-court offense. And the girls really responded and did well.
Okay, Nottoway Holt finished up the week, won that one 67-46, and I guess what I've heard from them is that it's kind of a shortened roster, and their trick is trying to stay fresh as long as possible, because while they're fresh, apparently they're pretty competitive.
Absolutely. They definitely showed up against us that night. They come into it and just, you know, hit us right in the mouth at the very beginning. They come out and point for point with us, and anytime we made a mistake, especially on transition defense, anytime we made a mistake and left Amanda Bohannon open, they found her, and she converted. That girl had a heck of a game, a much-improved shooter. She didn't miss very many shots that night, but locating her was a problem with us early on, but once we got that adjusted, we're able to wear them down again, and again, you know, only having six there, we were able to wear them down, and I think that led to points for us in there. But they were right there with us throughout the game, and they definitely came to play. And, you know, I question if we did the first three quarters of the game. But the fourth quarter, we got it going a little bit. It was a learning experience for us, understanding that we can't take anybody lightly, and we got to come out of that locker room ready to play.
Okay, had West Nottoway then at West Nottoway. That was Tuesday night, and won that one too, 58-15. Again, one, you know, the result was firmly in your favor with regard with what you said about being ready to play and coming out to play initially. Did you take a step in that direction?
We did. We were able to start fast, and you know, that really hasn't been a huge issue with us of late, and, you know, hopefully something we can continue is starting fast offensively. Defensively, we'll have some, you know, mental lapses there that, you know, we know the good teams are going to exploit, and they're going to flourish in those, you know, so we got to limit those mistakes. But I thought we came out offensively again, started off fast, but defensively we really shut them down, and we played some hard-nosed defense, and they were able to get rebounds and push. But yeah, I was happy the way we responded in that one, coming out defensively.
And it sets up a big game again if weather holds against Jefferson, two undefeated teams. It's a key conference game, you know, for you and for Jefferson. But the thing that you've got now is, you know, you've not only got South Nottoway fans probably in your corner, you got a few in the 275, I would guess, because, you know, this is a really key stretch for Jefferson that would really put them in a position to get a hammer lock on the conference to this point. It's just the way the schedule unfolded.
Yeah, it definitely, you know, they've had they've had a tougher schedule than us so far, you know, just to be transparent there. They have, and they've handled theirs, and, you know, for what who we've played, some tough teams here and there, but I'd say strength schedule before Christmas break definitely goes in their favor. You know, it's a great test for us, great opportunity. It is a big game, a lot of conference implications going on it, and I'm sure there's a lot of 275 schools that are going to be kind of in our corner off of it, like you said, but, you know, preparation's a big part of it, and, you know, our girls, we finished up our preparation this morning with them, besides a walkthrough coming tomorrow, but, you know, we have a confident bunch over here, and we understand that, you know, what the kind of effort level it's going to take, and, you know, the attention to detail. Anytime you play Jefferson is key. Anytime you take a play off, they will capitalize on it. You know, Coach Peterson has those girls playing really, really well right now. You know, with the loss of Jess Henry, you know, there's, you know, some questions how they're going to go offensively. But, you know, he's done a heck of a job developing those players, and those players have done a great job buying into what he's wanting to do. You know, they're going to be a handful for us, but, you know, we know we're a good team as well. And, you know, we're looking forward to playing the number two team in the state.
It's South Nottoway at basketball coach Aaron Murphy.